From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters. That's the beautiful sound of the Critical Mass Vocal Artists Choral Group. They're celebrating the holiday season with a concert this Saturday in Boise. While author and screenwriter Samantha Silva reads from her novel, Mr. Dickens and His Carol. Joining us now are Dr. Michael Porter, CMVA's Artistic Director, along with Samantha Silva. Welcome to both of you to Idaho Matters.
Hello, good to see you.
Thanks for having us.
I get so caught up in the music, I don't know what I'm saying. Dr. Porter, what is the CMVA? Tell us about the group.
Absolutely. CMVA stands for Critical Mass Vocal Artists. This is a very unique semi-professional choral ensemble here in the Treasure Valley. It's comprised of some of the more skilled, more talented singers here in Treasure Valley that come together on just a few rehearsals and make some fantastic music.
And it is fantastic music. Tell us about some of the music that's going to be at this concert. It's coming up on Saturday. You're going to have some classics like God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. What else are you going to have?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a very unique concert. If you look at the calendar of all the events that are happening in Boise at this time of the year, you are just going to find so many wonderful events celebrating the season. When I was planning these concerts, I was thinking, what is so unique about singing in a choir? What's so unique about singing in general is that you get a chance to tell a story. You actually have words to sing. And because of that, there's so many possibilities when you have text in front of you. So I thought, well, this would be a wonderful opportunity to collaborate with Rediscovered Books. Let's create a concert that follows the story, that follows the arc of Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol. Mm-hmm. And after thinking about this and talking with the folks at Rediscovered Books, they said, you have to talk with Samantha Silva about this, our local author celebrity and Charles Dickens authority. And said, you know, finding passages from A Christmas Carol and finding music that follows this story arc of how Scrooge is changed and transformed. And I'd love to let Samantha talk a little bit about this as well.
So, yeah, Samantha, just to be clear, I have the great pleasure to read from A Christmas Carol on Saturday rather than my own book, which is about Dickens writing the carol. And I'm so pleased to be doing it. And in fact, going back over, working with Michael, who's chosen beautiful passages from Christmas Carol, and going back over it myself, you know, I find myself at the end of it just in tears. I mean, Dickens, after, you know, working with him and writing about him for more than 20 years, he still brings me to my knees. And this is such a beautiful book, and it's A Christmas Carol, you know, just it's evergreen. And I got so many letters after my book was published from people who said, oh, I read A Christmas Carol, or our family goes to see A Christmas Carol every year. It's how we know it's the Christmas season. It's how we begin it. And I continue to be moved when I get letters like that. So it's a great pleasure for me to be able to sprinkle snippets of a carol with Dickens' carol with this beautiful music that Michael's chosen. And I also wanted to say that, you know, after being with Dickens for so long, this was the first time I actually connected that the full title is A Christmas Carol in Prose. And Dickens is telling us that he's writing his own Christmas Carol in prose. That, and you know, it has the musicality of Dickens' language. It's written in staves, which is a musical idea. It just, you know, the musicality, the rhythm and repetitions and alliteration and his beautiful words and phrasing. It's just, it's all, it's like a song. It's like a beautiful carol. And instead of beginning with the birth of the baby Jesus, it actually begins with the death of Jacob Marley. And then Scrooge is visited, instead of by three wise men, he's visited by three ghosts who are also wise. But it ends in a birth, which is the rebirth of Scrooge. He says, "Oh, I'm quite a baby," on Christmas Day, after he's gone through his journey of self-discovery. And it's a beautiful kind of, you know, secular mirroring of all the stories we know so well in the Christmas carols we've been singing all our lives.
Oh my gosh, we're speaking with Dr. Michael Porter, the artistic director for the Critical Mass Vocal Artists Choral Group, and author and screenwriter Samantha Silva. We're talking about the Christmas concert that's coming up by the group this Saturday at 7:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in downtown Boise. And I want to listen to a little more of this music. This is the music from a rehearsal of the concert. Let's hear just a little more of it. Dr. Porter, talk about this song and about the group. I mean, these voices harmonize together so beautifully.
Well, absolutely. The music that's part of this concert, if you think of all the wonderful music that we have from the season, there is a myriad of themes. There's looking forward to something. There's celebration. There's Advent. There's reflection, and so many of those themes you find in Dickens' work, as Samantha said. So it became this. I felt like I was like a film composer in some way. As I was reading the text, I was thinking, well, this particular carol would be great at this time. So almost I was underscoring the passages in a way. So finding these particular, like, I think that the piece that you heard is a particular medieval carol called a Coventry Carol, and talks about this young helpless baby lying in a manger. Well, I thought, well, that certainly parallels when we hear the fate of Tiny Tim, and I thought, well, that could be a very wonderful parallel metaphor with that. So it was very easy to find these passages that reflected those themes.
Wow. You know, it's so much fun. And I like the idea, Samantha, you're going to be reading some of Dickens interspersed with some of this. I think that really adds to the concert. I mean, we hear a lot of Christmas music. We do a lot of Christmas concerts this time of year. But this really gets into a little bit more, I think.
And so excited about it. We you know, there have been different times, and there are places in the country where people read a Christmas carol straight through, and you know, for a while we did it at the cabin for a couple of years and had people tag team read the whole carol all the way through, and you could come and go as you pleased. But you know, this is such a beautiful mix of this Christmas music with parts of the carol, you know, that also show its musicality and show Dickens' musicality, his great facility with language, but also his extraordinary humanity. You know, they call him the man who reinvented Christmas, and I think it's a bit of an exaggeration to say that, but certainly he revivified Christmas in the Victorian era, and the you know, the Christmas that Dickens imagined that he writes about in A Carol is really, I think, in many ways the Christmas we still celebrate today. It's a community experience, and it's also deeply personal. For a long time, when the Puritans hated the sort of celebratory nature of Christmas, of a community celebrating Christmas, it went back inside to the fire, you know, the fireside, the hearth, and the dinner table. And, you know, I think Dickens was writing about both the importance of family and the hearth and being together, but also the way that Christmas echoes in a community and brings a community together and reminds us all of our connection to each other, our shared humanity. And I think, you know, the music is so moving in that way. The music does the same thing. And so I'm
right. So much of the text of the music, while it's not directly from Dickens, it highlights those same themes of humanity, community, support, love, charity, all of the things that Dickens was exemplifying with his text.
I don't think we can top that. That's awesome. We've been speaking with Dr. Michael Porter, the Artistic Director for the Critical Mass Vocal Artists Choral Group, and author and screenwriter Samantha Silva. They're going to be hosting a concert at the First Presbyterian Church in downtown Boise on Saturday. We'll have more information at our website. Thank you both so much. This has been wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.